hope these short recitals here in the afternoon, whenever they're going to be, these are materials that I like to play, and I hope that you will like to listen to them as well. And probably, if time permits, we're going to try to time ourselves for a half hour, no more. If there's time at the end, why, maybe if there's a hymn that you want to improvise, have an improvisation on, why, we'll try that sometime. But I'm going to open up with the Psalm 19 of Marcello, originally written for brass, but adapted for organ. The next is a concerto by George Frederick Handel, Concerto No. 5 in F major. Handel wrote a great many concerti and had them performed with organ and orchestra and used them as interludes between his oratorios. And this one is one of his more popular ones, the No. 5 in F major, in four movements, Andante, Allegro, Siciliano, and Presto. Four movements.
Thank you.
four improvisations now on four different tunes, the first of which is Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice. The second one is Jesu, Priceless Treasure. The third, Jesus, Lead Thou On. And the last one, Quum Randa, God of Grace and God of Glory. Good afternoon. These organ recitals are very informal, and I want to keep it that way. And if some of you in the course of the next couple of days have particular requests that I can play, I'd be very happy to oblige and do this for you. So today I'm going to play material that is mostly unserious, and some of it is somewhat serious. And the first number I would like to play for you is written by, is a concerto, which sounds serious right off, but it really isn't. It's a concerto by George Frederick Handel, and it's in four movements. And the best way to describe it is to say that it is simply slow, fast, slow, fast. So if the first one is slow, then you know the next one is going to be fast. George Frederick Handel wrote many of these concerti for no other purpose other than to put them at intermission times at some of his big concerts when people were talking with each other or visiting or just having lots of fun chatting. And they're not intended to be serious. In fact, they were written not even for pedals on the organ. And it's only in later years that the pedals have been added. So I'd like to play the one for you in F major by George Frederick Handel, the concerto.
Thank you.
Around the same time that Handel lived, there was another composer across the English Channel by the name of Bach, Johann Sebastian Bach. He wrote many things for which we dearly love him and appreciate what he's done. But one particular thing that he wrote was never intended to be written for a wedding, but it has been used at weddings many, many times since. It's a little aria written for two flutes and organ or orchestra and solo voice. Sheep and lambs may safely graze. next number is also by Bach. Bach is an expert contrapuntalist. And for those of you who are searching for a definition of that term, it's the ability to write one note against another note in a very interesting way. An interesting way which makes people smile and enjoy it, and the performer sweat while he does it. Just to give you an illustration, if I took a tune like this, and put a very simple counterpoint to that, or a note against that, it would come out like this. But Bach always does things the better way and makes it come out much more interestingly, so that when it comes out, the melody that you are supposed to hear, you do hear. But the melody that he created is even a better one, and it has a right to stand on its own feet. A case in point is the number that I'd like to play for you now, which is the Fantasy and Fugue in G minor. The Fantasy employs two themes, a large, loud theme of rather majestic nature, and a secondary theme, which is more lyric. And he plays with both of those, and there's a lot of counterpoint in there, but you'll hear more counterpoint in the fugue. During his lifetime, he was prevailed upon to try out for a position as cantor in Hamburg. And one of the things he had to do was to improvise for the committee. And the organist of the church, who was retiring, gave Mr. Bach a theme to improvise on. And with tongue in cheek, he gave it to him, because it is an old drinking song emanating from Holland. And that drinking song was known by everyone, so you can imagine what young Johann must have thought of when he was handed the theme and said, "Now make something of it." The theme goes like this. So he constructed a new theme right on the spot and then made a fugue, and it went like this. Now you recognize it from the original. And he was never satisfied with the very simple. It had to be more ornate, so here it was. And he has a lot of fun doing it. So let me play the Fantasy and Fugue for you. Thank you. improvisation on something that I think you may have heard. You may have heard the melody before. A transcription is a piece of music that was originally written for another media, either the orchestra or voices, choruses, etc. And then the composer himself arranges this for the organ. So it's not really original indigenous organ music. The first one is by Campra, Andre Campra, a Venetian composer, and he wrote a march called Rigaudan, and I'd like to play that for you. Now, it's a transcription. It requires a kind of an orchestral approach to the organ, because what he had in mind was a brass ensemble, a woodwind ensemble, and then the total ensemble together. So if you can imagine, on that side of the hall will be the woodwinds, and on this side hopefully will be the brass. Only we have no brass, we have no woodwinds, so as Dale says, the dumb organ, we're going to have to do something with it. So this is the Rigaudan by Campra.
Thank you.
As I said, the next one represents one composer, namely Bach, with three transcriptions by himself. The first is Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring. The second one is taken from the God's Time is Best. And the third is O God, Thou Faithful God. I should say a word about these transcriptions, or I should say about Bach. He very frequently transcribed materials from his own works that were written for orchestra or chorus or what have you, and put them in, cast them for organ. But occasionally, he did it, he took other composers' works that were written for orchestra, for instance, and cast them for the organ. Like the four concerti, the organ concerti that he wrote, all four of them, bear the name of Johann Sebastian Bach. But in reality, those are transcriptions of concertos, concerti for orchestra by Antonio Vivaldi. And it was a common thing in those days, if you took another composer's works, transcribed them, you just put your name on them automatically. So if you look under the Vivaldi, you will find four concerti for orchestra, and you look under B, you'll find four concerti for organ, Bach, and they're one and the same thing. Only Bach put his name on it. But this happens to be three of the choral preludes, Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring, God's Time is Best, and O God, Thou Faithful God.
Thank you.
The next number is also by Bach. It's a fugue. And when I played the Toccata and Fugue the other day, somebody came up to me and said, "What's a fugue?" And so I tried to explain, and I hope I communicate, but maybe there are more of you who don't really know what a fugue is. Hands up, please. It's very simple. A fugue is a musical composition that employs one theme and as many voices as the organist or the composer wishes. If it's a four-voice fugue, it means the fugue comes in four times at the very beginning, and each time it comes in, that many more people leave. That was a definition given to me by an old professor of mine. So we have, I don't know how many times this fugue entrance comes in, so I expect if you want to leave, you may. Now you know what a fugue is, right? You raise your hand. So if another person comes here and plays a fugue, I hope you will not keep raising your hand. He's liable to stop, you know, wonder what's going on. I'd like to play two numbers from the Fourth Symphony by Charles-Marie Vidor, who was organist at Saint-Sulpice in Paris in the late 19th century. Died in 1938, was organist there for some 40 years. He was a contemporary, actually, of Vincent van Gogh, and represents music of another kind, of another type. And I'm going to play the Andante Cantabile and the Scherzo from his Fourth Symphony. Thank you. The last number will be a test. I'm going to play the fugue in G major by Bach, and I expect you will either keep raising and lowering your hands at the appropriate time. The theme is this. It is sometimes referred to as the jig fugue.